So he has a, you know, like a starter pack or a hot list or something. It comes with a number of feeds already pre-installed. No, can't do that. Uh-huh. Can't do that. And so, they're literally creating hurdles for RSS to flow freely through apps that are distributed through the app stores. It's disgusting.
And see, this is the okay. V4V is an ideology of pay of.
It's a cult. It's a cult.
It's a cult.
It's a cult.
Yes.
V4V is a cult.
Yeah. Lots of candles, horns. It's an ideology about the way that you get supported by your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also the way podcasting works because of self-defense from these dominant platforms.
Mm-hmm.
You can't sell content, digital content through apps.
That's right.
Without giving Apple 30% of the revenue. And when you have people like that's even if you're using the in-app payment solution through their APIs,
mm-hmm.
if you want to do it through an RSS feed in an open way that's not proprietary, you can't do that at all.
No.
Now show me a solution. Now, you know, show me a solution that works like Buzzsprout's subscription mechanism thing does, but instead of opening up a web